Good morning and welcome to our God's Food for Today devotional, my friends and brethren in the Lord. This morning, we'll continue our devotion on the book of Psalms. We are now in Psalm 130, verses 1 to 8. And here, there is a great sense of their own sinfulness that the travelers felt, and they were overwhelmed by it. As they approached the temple, that's how they feel before themselves. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. That's what we read in verse 1. There is no deeper pit than the black hole of despair. It's when the soul has painful realization that one's sins have separated him from God. And I believe we are not going to forget that we are just recipients of God's mercies. We are beggars, destitute beggars, who plead for God's mercies because we have nothing that we can proud of in ourselves, in of, and of ourselves, because we are sinners. And the feeling of desperation because of our sinfulness will drive us to Him. And it's just but natural if we approach the light, we see how dirty we are. The farther we are from the light, we cannot see our dirt from our body, but the nearer we approach the light, we become aware of how sinful, how dirty we are. There is this author, Alexander McLaren, in the past, he said, "The beginning of true personal religion is the sense of personal sin. An insufficient realization of that is the mother of heresies in the creeds and superficial deadness in the practice of Christianity." As Jesus said in the Gospels, in the Beatitudes, he said that blessed are the poor in spirit. Those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Why they are mourning? Because they feel that they are destitute and they can just beg for God's mercies. The travelers know that they badly need forgiveness. No person in a sinful condition can stand before the holy God in his holy presence at the temple. Look at that in verse 2 to 4. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who can stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. If God will mark and write our iniquities, who can stand? Now, somebody joked that if God will pull one hair every time we sin, maybe at the age of 8 or 9, we are already bald-headed because our sins are just so numerous. We sinned, yet God did not mark or does not mark our iniquities. When in fact, when we are in Christ, we are forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, he cast away our sins away from him. Our sins is buried under the deepest sea, and it will be remembered no more. God will forgive, and he forgets. There is forgiveness in the Lord, that we may fear God. The best gift that you and I can receive before the Lord is forgiveness. We need forgiveness. We don't deserve justice because by justice, we are all condemned. But because God is merciful, he forgives us if we repent of our sins. They waited for the assurance of God's forgiveness with the same longing as watchmen. On night duties, waiting for the light dawn. In verse 5 and 6, let me read, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. The repetition occurring in verse 5 particularly is emphatic that he said, I will wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in this word I hope. This is very emphatic, implying that he trusted in God even with the deepest affections of his soul. Verse 6 could be rendered, my soul waiteth for the Lord from the morning watches to the morning watches. That is, I wait both day and night. Means from the time he woke up until the wee hours in the morning, he is just like a watchman, waiting from morning to the evening. He is not winking any eye. He is not slacking himself, but he was just excited and patient to wait upon the Lord. He hopes upon the Lord. And at all times, they express here the unwavering confidence that God, in his steadfast love, will forgive them. Verse 7 to 8, O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love. We call this the chesed, the loving kindness of God. And with him is plentiful redemption. It's not just simple redemption or deliverance, but plentiful. God gives us chances, not only for one time, but over and over again. He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Let it be that today we'll be encouraged to see God as our God, abundant in mercies. With God, there is forgiveness. With God, we can have cleansing from our sins. And this is because God is gracious. God is abundant in grace and mercies towards us. When in fact, we love the verse that Jeremiah says in Lamentations 3:22 and 23. And we love to remember this verse every day because we only thrive because of his mercies. He said, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Yes, with him is forgiveness. Perhaps you've been haunted by your sins and guilt for many years or months. There is no other alternative that you can be free from that, except that you will humble before the Lord. You'll plead for God's mercies. As the psalmist, as the writer says here, in expressing his desperation, out of the depths of I cry to you, O Lord. We must be broken. Those who are broken because of their sinfulness, because they are sincerely sorrowing and repenting of their sins, God will mend them. Bring to God all the broken pieces, and he will make our lives a brand new one. Because if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature, old things has passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. To be a Christian means to be forgiven. Heaven will be filled with people who are forgiven. Not good people. Good people cannot go to heaven unless they are forgiven because they have asked for God's forgiveness. Thank God that he is abundant in mercy. He will forgive us. May we come boldly before him every day, because we can obtain grace and help, especially forgiveness in times of need. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the writer, as he expressed here, his desperation, yet hope, and the assurance that you are a forgiving God. With you is forgiveness and deliverance. You are plenteous in mercies and grace. Lord, if there is anybody listening to us in this podcast who needs forgiveness, Lord, may you just open that precious heart, and that he or she will receive your forgiveness and even the gift of salvation by faith in Christ. Lord, don't allow your word to come unto you, to be back to you without accomplishing to that which you have purpose, that is to transform our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.